It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast. The week ahead of SHOT Show. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of January, 2014. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Mike Irvine, my guest.
Good to be back, and I can't believe it's January 18th, and I can't believe we are inside a week of the big one. Well, inside a week of SHOT Show. We fly on Monday, brother.
January 8th, not 18th, but yeah.
Almost. I added a one. See, I'm already looking at the end of SHOT Show.
10 days ahead of us.
Do you see where I'm at?
We come home on the 18th, which is a good day.
Show you where I'm at.
So anyway, yes, preparing for SHOT Show. Once again, big push there. Full one-hour special, Shooting USA. Lots of television to be made. In addition to that, a lot of podcasting to be done. Daily podcasts.
That's right. John is going to be set up in the booth at Smith & Wesson, bringing you product updates. Guests are going to be dropping in. And if there's one thing I noticed last year, those guests that you bring in can come from anywhere. So lots of good stuff. Look for those daily updates from John.
Well, as this thing continues to get traction, it's pretty easy to just say, hey, we want to do a podcast because most of the people have heard it and most of the people will jump on it. So I'm looking forward to that. We've added a set of headphones, so we'll be able to have as many as three guests, so a total of four in conversation, and looking forward to that as always.
And if you're at the show, swing by Smith & Wesson because John will be wired up on speakers, and you'll hear the podcast live, so be the first person to be able to hear as John booms himself out across the SHOT Show floor.
Yeah, somewhat narcissistic, I guess, amplifying the podcast into the SHOT Show. Worked well last year at Smith & Wesson, and we're doing it again. Looking forward to it very much. Also, new shows tonight on Outdoor Channel.
That's right. Get you ready.
That's right. The Open Nationals, the USPSA Open Nationals from St. George, Utah. First run tonight on Shooting USA.
And this is, if I remember right, John, the first time we've ever been to Utah for the Open.
That's correct. It was it's a new venue for the Open division, or for any Nationals for that matter, and absolutely just stunning. So I got plenty of video of that and managed to put a lot of that into the piece, as well as some of the fastest run and gun action I've ever seen in USPSA competition. So it's a great show. I'm looking forward to that tonight.
And some down to the wire finishes. I mean, just some epic things that transpire in this match, and we've got the action coming tonight. It's cool. The men's and women's titles on the line, and both of them are a heavy push towards the end, as you'll remember.
Yeah, you bet. It was fantastic. And I tell you what, this show is loaded for the practical shooter. We take a trip to Georgetown, Texas to go inside STI, an exclusive tour inside the home of the 2011. It's a really, really fun show tonight on Outdoor Channel.
And this, can I say, and you're the expert on this, this is a look at the gun that is most in use in the Open Division and the Limited Division. This, everybody seems to be working off an STI.
Yeah, essentially, you know, the 2011 design is the root for every Open gun, just about every Open gun. I mean, you can say within a margin of 10%.
Yeah, but
everybody's it's either parts or a starting as an STI completed gun. And we got an exclusive tour as to how they're doing it.
And this is cool. There's a lot of things about their process that are unique and different, and I've never seen in any sort of process for anything, not just gun building, but any sort of insider look on how things are made. I've never seen anything quite like this. And they have some unique characters that work there.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're going to get to meet some really cool people that are building these guns.
Well, it was a fun trip and fun people. And it's based in the fact that everybody there is an employee owner. And so they have some real stake in making sure it's right and making sure that they're not wasting material or wasting expendables. And in addition to that, you know, as you know, we've been inside manufacturing facilities in the firearms industry across the United States, across Europe, even Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went to Turkey.
That's right. Yeah, there you go.
And nowhere, and I was telling Rabbit and the guys at STI, nowhere, anywhere in the world have we been so readily accepted and had the people just absolutely been so patient with us to get the best television product we could out of their processes. And I think that comes through in the finished stories, and we'll see those tonight.
And there's nobody at that factory who's not a gun lover, who's not an Outdoor Channel watcher, who doesn't live this life the way that you would expect. These people eat this stuff up. It's every day for them, and they love what they do, and they love building these high-quality, awesome race guns.
Yeah, and that definitely comes through in the piece. So looking forward to that, looking forward to feedback from that, and timed perfectly right before SHOT Show.
That's right, because we'll be seeing a lot from STI at the show, everything that they're going to debut along with everybody else. I mean, this is it. Mm-hmm. If you can buy it in 2014, you're going to see it at the SHOT Show next week, and that's what our job will be, to find all that stuff.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We're watching some of the press releases, you know, the new product leads coming out. Smith & Wesson finally coming out with the 9mm revolver in two forms. You know, we've seen those in prototype form over the years, kind of hanging around in the background, and talked with Jerry in and around the place, like, when are we going to actually do it? You know, and Jerry's pulling his hair out. You know, Jerry comes right out and says he's been working with them on this for 15 years.
And there is nobody who's grinning more right now knowing that that gun is available than him.
Are you kidding me?
And he is going to be running this thing hard.
Yeah, so 8-shot, you know, a 9mm moon clip, that is the ideal gun for I-Corps.
Absolutely.
I may actually finally have to break down and shoot the IRC. Been talking about it for way too long and haven't actually done it. So I may have a real reason to do it this time.
That's true. That's true. And that's just a couple examples. We've got everybody's going to be there with some new stuff, and it'll be interesting to see the industry. You know, SHOT Shows have been bigger and bigger and bigger over the last couple of years, and there is no reason to think this one will be any less than they've been as things keep driving forward and driving stronger. And you said it, the press releases of new product are stacking up fast. Yep.
Well, I found an info sheet yesterday that the NSSF put out talking about some of the details of SHOT Show. And if you were, according to this info sheet, number one, if you walked every aisle, up and down every single aisle, it's 12.5 miles.
Ooh.
Secondly, it's the sixth largest trade show in the United States. Mm-hmm. They're talking multi-million dollars infused into the Las Vegas economy with all of the people that come for this. But what was most interesting to me was they projected that during show hours, start to finish, during show hours, if you went to every single booth in the SHOT Show, you could spend 20 seconds in each booth for the entire course of the SHOT Show. So
that is a busy 4 days.
It kind of sheds a little light on the magnitude of the project we undertake by attempting to do an hour and try to get as much in mm-hmm. addition to that, doing the podcasts and everything else that has to be
That's
done
right.
around there.
Well, so. And it speaks to the volume of stuff and the volume of people, and for everything that we get and everyone we find and every cool thing that we see, there's just no way to see it all.
Yeah.
It's not for anybody.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
we've been saying
possible.
That for years, and it's just, it's a fact of the matter. You know? So.
You think people want to go at this point?
I don't know. Maybe.
Have you sold all of this stuff enough
Maybe.
For everyone who can't go that you really ought to try to go?
Well, you know.
You watch us. That's the next best thing. That's the first biggest look at everything that's there.
Nowhere else are you going to see a full hour of it on television.
So. And you won't see it as fast as we will put this show on the air.
Excellent point. I was getting right to that. This is the fastest turnaround show that we do in the series, mm-hmm. bar none. You know, we'll come back from SHOT Show Saturday, and we'll have video loaded, and producers will be preparing the first edit script by Monday morning.
And they will go to edit Monday afternoon.
The show is delivered to the network that Thursday.
Yeah, which is amazing speed in television production. Obviously, this is a little insider, but trust me, that is as fast as it can possibly happen.
I mean, the only way to do it faster would be to have a production truck outside the SHOT Show editing daily
edits.
That's the only way it could be done mm-hmm. faster.
That's true. Yeah, it's a quick turnaround, which makes a busy week there and a really busy week right after back home.
Yeah. Happy to do it as always, so it's a good time.
Now, we had a little SHOT Show warm-up.
We did, actually. We did, yeah. The ATA is here in town.
That's right, yeah. And that's the first time that we've attended. You know, this is for the archers. This is essentially archery's version of SHOT.
Exactly.
And John and I went out there for the first time yesterday in a very, very cool show. I mean, I would just describe it as mini SHOT Show.
Yeah, it was neat. And in the brand new Nashville Convention Center, which just opened its doors this past summer, and is also going to be the venue for the 2015 NRA show. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that very much. But yeah, ATA was an interesting little thing. I shouldn't say little. It was pretty good size show.
We say little in comparison to SHOT Show, but it's not. I mean, there were 8,000 to 9,000 vendors and distributors going around looking at product given over the 3 days. That's significant for the archery industry.
Yeah, it was fun. I went in plain clothes, so I did not attract the kind of attention that Mr. Irvine did.
I was on the clock. We were looking for new products for the archers. So.
Yeah, so he's gaming me a little bit. He's busting out his SHOT Show product bit chops a little bit ahead of the game. So he might be a step off on the first go-round. But we're always out there at SHOT Show looking for the one take. And, you know, whoever logs the most one takes gets nothing.
I think drinks are on him. I think that's how we do it.
That dude actually has to buy drinks.
That and $4 will get you a cup of coffee in Vegas. That's pretty
much
$4
is a deal, actually. You get right down to it. So having a good time. Ready for it.
Good stuff. Yep, it's going to be a big one. And we're going to be making several appearances as well just to meet people. So if anybody's out there, it's between Smith & Wesson and Thompson Center. And John will be over at Bushnell.
That's right.
Heavily. And come say hi. That's the absolute best part of SHOT Show. It's getting to talk to everybody, the people out there that work in the firearms industry, the people that are out there driving the network and watching the show. We'd love to see you guys. Come out and say hi. That's the best part of what we do is getting to meet everybody who watches.
Yeah, and of course, if you're not able to attend SHOT Show, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and be listening in daily. There'll be multiples.
Yes, that is the first really chance for anybody. John puts these things on for you to load the minute he finishes.
Yeah.
Where he's broadcasting right out of the Smith & Wesson booth.
Yep.
Right across their Wi-Fi. So whatever he finds that morning, by mid morning, you're going
to
hear about it.
Yep. And that speaks to the fact that we're looking for feedback. If there's things that you're seeing or things you want us to be talking about, people you want me to go find and try to get on as guests, by all means, send us an email, hit us up on the Facebook pages,
social media.
That's the way for direct response and direct feedback.
That's right. And we're going to be monitoring those heavy the rest of this week and all through next week. We are out there to provide you with the content and the stuff that you want to see. So tell us what you want
to
see.
That's it, man. That's how it's done. Well, looking forward to it. And there goes another Shooting USA podcast.
Very good. So everybody will hear back from you Tuesday, correct?
You bet.
Look for that first one
Tuesday. We'll get it fired up Tuesday by lunchtime, I hope.
Very good.
Goes well.
Here we go, brother. SHOT Show.
All right.